This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
You know what?
What?
Jamie?
What?
I'm going to tell you right now. I want you, after this show is over today, I want you to leave here with one thought. Never fear. BJ is here.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
When I tell you
you're
what
my
I'm about
hero.
To, yeah. I'm about to be.
When, oh, you when are?
Never fear. BJ is here.
Whoa. Okay. All right. That's so strong. Why are we saying this?
Because there's a story this morning, and it's about men are refusing to give CPR to women.
Oh, God.
Because women... could come back to bite them that they accidentally touch their breasts. Okay?
What?
That men giving CPR could accidentally touch their breasts, and once they're revived... And
they're most likely are going to touch their breasts.
I'm just saying.
When you do chest compressions, you're touching...
You have to.
I understand.
Well, that's just stupid.
But that's the story. I don't know if I believe it.
Right?
That's a weird story. But because they're afraid that if they touch their breasts, it'll come back, you know, the whole Me Too. And before you know it, you got a lawsuit and, you know, harassment.
Charges pressed
against them.
This
is so weird you bring this up. I don't know why I was... Oh, I do know why. Because my heart did a double jump the other day. And I actually was daydreaming about this. This is the weirdest thing. When I was driving home yesterday.
What did you think about?
Because my heart did a double jump.
Like a rhythm.
Yeah, like you know how you can feel that where it goes, and you're like, whoa.
Kind of like skips a beat.
Yeah, that's not right. And then I was driving home and I was like, what if those yahoos, that's you three. What if those yahoos had to go get that clear machine? I mean, because we have that
defibrillator.
We have that machine here. I call it the clear machine. Clear.
Defibrillator.
Because I've watched too much TV. Okay. And I was like, okay, so you know you have to take off my bra. So here I am. I'm on the ground. I'm unconscious. You take off my shirt, and I swear I thought this. And then all of a sudden, Ms. Dill starts saying to BJ, "You gotta take off her bra too." And they start, and they're surrounding me, and they're all giggling. That's what I thought of when I was driving home yesterday.
Never fear, BJ is here. Okay, I want to assure you, after seeing this story of men won't do it because of fear they're gonna touch what blah blah blah.
Yeah,
I want to assure you that if something happens that you have a grabber here in the studio. Yep. I'll rip that shirt off.
Well, you have to take off my bra, too.
I can do it one handed.
But listen.
Hold the defibrillator in one hand.
The thing is, when Schmidl laughs, when he starts giggling, will you hit him?
Yeah, because he will.
I'll probably be giggling with him. What's this? She has no idea. What?
We have it. We can see her boobies.
So I want you to leave here today. Never fear. BJ is here.
God. That is a crazy story. Who made that up?
I don't know.
There's no way. If you saw somebody go down, you're not gonna give her CPR.
I don't know. I bet you some people would question it. No way. They wouldn't jump.
No, if I were in a restaurant and somebody went down or I were out in public, I don't know if I'd just run.
Oh.
Because I see stories of people getting lawsuits all the time because when you do the
chest compressions. That's not true. Right. That's not true anymore.
Like,
they made a law of something.
Like Good Samaritan.
Yeah.
I don't know how to do CPR. That would be my fear, that I would screw it up and kill the person.
Yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's why I would shy away. It's not because, it's just I don't know. I don't know how
we
it's
should
done.
All, we've talked about this. We all need to get trained.
Yeah. We do.
Definitely do.
Yeah.
Especially having kids.
We're at that age.
No, but with kids too.
Yeah. I always think about that with little Debbie. I'm like, I need to know.
I was thinking about you and I having a grabber.
All of a sudden, he makes us old. Don't put me in your
age. I wasn't even thinking about saving you two.
Sorry about that. We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
Here at the BJ and Baggy Pants Morning Show.
Hey.
Hey. We're often just joking around, having a good time, goofy. But sometimes something serious comes along, and we like to address it, especially when it's local. And there's a story that we came across yesterday of a guy that went on a cruise to celebrate his anniversary with his wife, and he fell sick. Then it turned into a really serious situation. And now he's in a hospital in Copenhagen and pretty much stuck there because his ailment is so life-threatening that they have to have a medical plane to get him home. That thing cost $150,000 to get him home. You don't go on a cruise thinking that it's going to take $150,000 to get me home. The guy's name is Guy. What was the last name, Jamie?
Guy Matlock.
Matlock, mm-hmm. That's yeah. Right. His son, once we talked about it yesterday, his son Payne texted us and said, thank you. Thank you for talking about the GoFundMe page. Thank you for talking about Dad and us trying to get him home. Hopefully this helps and blah, blah, blah. And so we thought, let's talk to Payne, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Right. Get some more money.
All right. So, Jamie, I've got Payne right here. Payne.
Yes.
Hi, right. Payne. How are you?
Good. And yourself?
We are good. So why don't you tell us, how's it looking for your dad right now?
Everything's looking on a very, very, very slow upbeat. As it said in there, the virus attacked his brain, and he had a bunch of little mini strokes. So it's he's in there. We're just trying to fight and get him up and get him back home, and we need to mentally stimulate him here just with family and people that he knows.
Is your mom still over there with him?
Yeah, that's another hard part. She's there all by herself. She's staying at a small little inpatient hotel right next to the hospital.
Wow.
Yeah, that'd be scary.
I mean, they went. It was an anniversary, right? They were celebrating?
Yeah, with their friends, Kim and George. It was my dad's best friend in high school.
Yeah. And now he's stuck in the hospital over there. And you say the condition is getting better, but it's really a slow process.
It's going to be a slow process. He's still going to need a medevac flight out unless they stay there for 6 months, maybe a couple of years, to be able to get him rehabilitated.
Oh, geez.
So are we looking at, like, a Craig Hospital or Mayo? Or what? I mean, where are you going to transport him to?
We would love to be at Craig Hospital. They're a great rehab hospital. Plus, it's just a mile or two away from their house, so it'd be nice for my mom.
Right.
So the only thing stopping you from getting him back here to Craig Hospital is the finances, right?
Yeah, it's going to be roughly right around $150,000 plus whatever medical bills we're going to have with it that come right after that. So
now,
the money has to be there up front too.
For the flight.
Yep.
Wow. Yeah, and you guys had, I mean, I believe that somebody had texted us and said that that they had travel insurance. It just doesn't cover that, right?
Yeah, it'll only cover $20,000 of it.
That's not much.
And that's why we're still asking for the $150,000, because we still need to have that $150,000 up front.
Again, right. We're talking to Payne. Payne is the son of the man that went over to Copenhagen. He was on a cruise, and he got sick, and he's in Copenhagen in a hospital in really bad condition. They're just trying to get him home. And Payne texted us yesterday on the show, so we thought we'd talk to him and see if we can help out, spread the word, and maybe, you know, bump up this GoFundMe. I noticed this morning it's at $80,000.
It's at 81 now.
81?
Yeah.
It's at $81,000. I mean, we're getting there, Payne.
Yeah,
slowly. Every penny helps. We are so grateful. I want to express that part. We are so grateful for everybody that has helped out, even the couple of dollars here and there. It goes a long ways.
Yeah, I mean, what a shocking moment. They go for a two-week cruise, 37th anniversary. I know our texts just went crazy because everybody just said that they love your parents. That nobody had one bad thing to say about them. They said they're just the most amazing people, happy couple. They go there, and then all of a sudden, day six, he gets the flu?
Yeah, just got the flu, and they thought it was a little sniffle, and it turned deadly very quickly.
Crazy. Yeah.
Terrible. All right, do this. Payne, give us the exact information on how to donate money.
So, I have to look that up too right now.
You got to go to GoFundMe.
I'm sorry, you're getting upset. They love your parents. Oh, now you're getting me upset. My God. All right, we're okay. But listen, this community loves your parents.
Did I do something wrong?
No. I thought I did. No, he just.
You know, I just need you to give the information because I will say this. It's on our Facebook page.
Yeah.
Hey, Spadil, can you pin that to
I
the
did.
Top?
I already did.
Oh, you already did that?
I did.
All right, good deal. Yeah. All right, it's on our Facebook page. But I feel like that the Facebook page thing is just, you know, it's certain people that can go to it that's got the account. How can somebody donate if they want to help out?
If they really want to help out, I mean, honestly, they can just go ahead and Google Guy Matlock, and it's going to pop up with all the daily posts. It's made it worldwide, and the GoFundMe page will pop up on there, too.
Easy.
With Bring Guy and Adrian Matlock home safely. GoFundMe.
Okay. Guy Matlock.
Right.
All you got to do is Google that.
Oh, I feel so bad.
Maybe put in a GoFundMe if you want to in your little search engine, and it should pop up for you. And if you can donate, I mean, a couple of bucks here and there, $50, $100, whatever you could donate.
Even $5.
Total will grow, and we can bring this guy home to his family here in Colorado. He's from what, Lakewood, I think it is, right?
Inglewood.
My bad.
Born and raised.
All right, he's a Colorado person, and for a day or so there, I saw it in various places, but the word's not out there as much as it needs to be to get this guy home.
Right. So again, people like Michelle that's not on Facebook because she just texted me, how do I donate because she's not on Facebook? Yeah. So again, just Google Guy Matlock, M-A-T-L-O-C-K, and then it'll take you right to the story, and at the end, then you can go to the GoFundMe. Yeah.
Hey, Payne, did it catch you off guard yesterday when you heard BJ and Jamie talking about it?
Yeah, it was. I was just driving down the road with a coworker, and I was like, "Oh wow, this is about Dad."
Wow,
that's crazy.
I know.
It really caught me off guard, but we really appreciate it.
I think Jamie saw it before I did, but man, your story really stuck out when we saw it. Well, we thought, okay,
just this nice couple goes on an anniversary cruise. Yeah.
It was like, wow, that's crazy. And at first, it said Colorado Man, and I didn't know where. I thought maybe it's Grand Junction or whatever. Then it turns out he's right here in town.
Yeah.
All right, Payne.
We are going to make you some money and get your dad home. Okay.
Yep, thank you. We appreciate everything.
You got it, bud. Mm-hmm. And it'll work out, man. Just stay positive.
Yep, thank you.
You got it. Right. There you go. That's Payne. He's the son. Wants dad to come home.
Yeah.
He can help out. Go to the GoFundMe page.
Or, again, you can Google Guy Matlock, and it'll take you there, too.
Yeah.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie Morning Show. So yesterday I went home, and late in the afternoon, one of the crime channels, the Menendez brothers story came on, and I sat there and watched it. That's a crazy story.
Yeah.
And there's a big press conference today. That's why I bring it up. There's a big press conference today. They're thinking that they have evidence that literally, with the change of laws in California, that literally could spring these two guys.
Spring them. Really?
Well, that's crime talk.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. When you're leaving the big house, you're being sprung.
They get sprung.
I got all the vocabulary when it comes to that stuff.
I can't remember who it was. It was either Dr. Phil or somebody. I don't know who it was. But they basically said this. Like, look, these guys, these Menendez brothers, they had it all. They had nice cars. They had money to spend, money to blow, Beverly Hills kids. So something must have happened where they knew they could potentially take all that away.
All right, so what is he implying? Something was going to happen with the
dad?
Something
mentally. No. That the father mentally did something to these boys, and physically.
Oh.
That they were willing to take this risk.
To push them to that point.
Yeah, because they had it all. They had it all in life. They had it all. Why would you take that chance of ruining it?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, why would you?
Because the odds are you're going to get caught.
Right.
And you're going to go away to prison.
Exactly.
For the rest of your life.
But it's worth it.
And you've just given
just
up
to
this.
Get out of hell. Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah, that was their angle.
I watched this thing yesterday. There's no doubt they did it. There's no doubt.
Yeah.
All right. But the laws in California have changed. Here's where we're at today. This press conference, I don't even know what time it happens, but it's in L.A., so I got to figure it's later on in the day. But these guys, they're in prison for killing their parents, but their defense was that he was molesting them. Okay. And now a new law in California states that the sentencing has to be completely different when there's molestation going on in the household. Okay. That these guys were defending themselves in a way. Yeah, they should serve time, but not for life. And so they've served enough time, and with this new evidence, the new law should be able to spring them from the prison, okay? And that's what this press conference is all about, that they have evidence now that it actually did happen, because some people didn't believe that.
How long have they been in?
Well, it's got to be like, what, 25, 30 years?
I thought maybe you retained some information from watching the documentary.
What date was? You know what, Jamie? You got me on that one.
I hate when I get stumped on a crime show. 35 years ago?
Yeah. 35 years ago.
The other thing is, didn't they, I said this last time and you guys stared at me, I'll say it again. Didn't he also supposedly molest Menudo?
I don't know.
Was it in the crime show?
I don't know. It was not.
My God.
No, it was the only molestation, the molesting that went on in the crime show was the allegations themselves. They never really confirmed or anything with that. It's just that the crime show ended with they went to prison. But new evidence has come forward. That was in the crime show, by the way.
What?
The new evidence.
Oh, the new evidence.
That they're going to get a new trial. Well, that press conference is today. Now, there are celebrities that are going to go and speak for them. And these people are, there's this whole force of celebrities that are trying to get these guys out of prison. Rosie O'Donnell will be there.
Well,
Kim Kardashian will be.
Hold up. You have Rosie there, it's over. It's done. They're staying in.
She's going to get them out, you mean?
They're staying in prison.
Well, wait a minute.
Why is Rosie there?
I don't know. She supports them for some reason.
It seems very odd.
It does, doesn't it? Rosie. Oh, by the way, I am reading that a Menudo member is accusing the father of that act.
Really?
Yeah. Yep.
I think he did. I think he did with these boys, too. I'm with you.
I know, right?
Something catastrophic happened for them to do this.
So anyway, back to Rosie. Sorry.
Right, Rosie O'Donnell, Kim Kardashian, and some of the other people are going to be...
If I'm the Menendez boys, I'm like, all right, we're done. We're screwed. We have Kim and Rosie. That's all that's supporting
now
us.
Now we're just a publicity stunt.
Yeah. You know, I didn't really look at it like that.
Yeah, they're toast.
When I read the story.
But
you're making a lot of sense right now that if I'm the Menendez guys, I say, you know what? It's not so bad in here.
Exactly.
You get three square meals a day.
Yeah.
You know, it's not that bad for 35 years.
This is who's standing. You know, it reminds me of like when Trump tried to get celebrities. Remember the last election? And he's like, really? This is all I got?
You know, O.J. Simpson killed people, but at least he got Robert Kardashian.
Right.
He didn't get Kim.
Right. I mean, Rosie and Kim, you're screwed.
Yeah, I don't know why they put that out there, but that's the number one thing is Rosie O'Donnell will speak on behalf of the Menendez brothers today.
Yay! Good luck, boys! Maybe
that shows that they're broke. They can't afford anything better than Rosie, right?
Right.
Oh, you know, they inherited when they killed their parents. They first thought it was a mafia hit because these guys, or the mom and dad, had been shot in the knees.
Oh, God.
Their kneecaps had been taken off.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And it reeked of a mafia hit.
But it
turned out that it wasn't that.
Yeah.
But these guys, they inherited $14 million. Now, that was $14 million 35 years ago. So
compound the interest.
I'm not talking about compounded interest.
Oh, sorry.
I'm talking about what that amount of money would be today. It's
well,
like
$30 million. They probably got 5% earnings on it, probably. Probably in a mutual fund.
I don't know what they got on it.
Growing over the 35
years.
What
if you call Rosie O'Donnell? She probably knows.
Do the math.
they got $14 million. And part of the thing that was part of the investigation that was kind of put the spotlight on these boys was their spending spree after mom and dad were...
What did they buy?
They went out and bought some Rolexes.
Oh.
Matching.
Okay.
They went out and bought cars.
Nice.
Yeah. They moved into upscale condos, couldn't live in the house anymore because of the scene that had happened there. So they went and got in Marina Del Rey, I think it was.
Yeah.
And bought condos and things, you know, like that. And so the police looked.
Is that crime show talk too?
Yes. Yes.
The fuzz.
They call it the fuzz. The criminals do.
What'd you watch? Criminals. Smokey and the Bandit yesterday?
All right. The popo.
That's like Miami Vice.
The popo. The popo got wind of this, or this spending spree they went on.
BJ's watching Dukes of Hazzard again.
Just a good old boy. Never meaning no harm. Look. All right. I'm done.
Okay.
I'm done.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
If you want to see Rosie O'Donnell speak on behalf of Menendez brothers. I don't know. What time is the press conference, Fidel? I mentioned this like 20 minutes ago, so you could look it up.
I was looking at other stuff with Rosie O'Donnell.
Right. Right.
It's okay. 1 o'clock in LA, yeah. Okay. So it should be 2 o'clock.
All right. All right. All right. There you go, folks. You're up to date now. BJ and Jamie Lord. Morning Show. All right. We'll get to tabloid trash. It's coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
I didn't know that Lizzo created a shapewear brand.
She did?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's called Yitty.
Yitty?
Yeah, Y-I-T-T-Y. Yitty. Shapewear.
You ever seen a Yitty?
What? A Yeti or a Yitty?
Oh, okay. Sorry. Yeah. Sorry, I got confused.
Oh, yeah. My God. Yeah, it's Yitty shapewear, and it's like really affordable.
Yeah, they say it's going to expand around the world.
You're so dumb. You literally are so dumb. And you're sitting there laughing at yourself like, oh, I said expand.
No, I didn't have your mic up, so I couldn't catch your laughter there. Sorry. You're the only one sports me anymore.
Yeah, I didn't know that she had Yitty shapewear. And she says that she's been working really hard on this shapewear. And she also says that she is close to being done with her fifth studio album.
She looks good, by the way.
She does look good, doesn't
she?
Yeah,
the before and after picture.
Yep.
Big, big weight loss.
I agree.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's the Ozempic.
I don't know, but I've been seeing the workout videos. She's working out, you know.
Yeah, she works out. Oh, she
is, those workout videos, Ben, she is at it.
Well,
she
good
is
for
really
her.
Pushing it.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and the clothes are really affordable. So yeah. If you want to go to Yitty.com, you
I
can.
Admire that. Somebody that hits the gym,
yep.
And knocks off the weight, besides people like you, for example. Out there.
Because I cheat.
Yeah, you
yeah,
cheat.
I'm a cheater.
You're a cheater.
I am a cheater. And I'm okay with it.
Ozempic cheaters.
Listen. I feel like I do so much like lifting and pushing and pulling and all this crap out of the cabin that it's like working out.
You know what?
My body is literally sore from working at the cabin yesterday.
Ozempic cheaters deserve baggy pants. They deserve it.
By the way, that the cabin is gorgeous right now. I posted some pictures on Instagram and our Facebook and stuff. And there's still leaves changing. I thought everything would be bare, but the leaves are still changing.
Yeah, that's really pretty up there.
You can still go be a peeper if you'd like. All right, Kristen Cavallari, she's out there, man. I don't even know what she's saying. She's saying that Kanye West told her a long time ago, if he looks different, that means that they've killed him and that they have a mask on somebody else. That's what she said. Kanye West told her that.
Okay.
And here's her explaining.
I think Kanye is a clone. I wholeheartedly believe what I'm about to say. I think there are clones, and I'm going to tell you why. Remember, he was really talking a lot. The Cabal didn't like that, you know? The Illuminati, the Cabal, they did not like how much he was saying. He was calling a lot of people out, and he said, if I go away and I come back and I look different, that is not me.
If I ever went anywhere, we'd know why.
What the f*** happened? He went, he was gone.
Well, he did that because he wanted to gain weight. I would do that, too. I'm going to do that next summer.
Look at him. Compare old photos of him. It's not the same person. It's not. Don't cancel me, Hollywood.
How do you think that these people would hide that, Kristen? You think that you could make one of the biggest pop stars in the world just disappear and nobody would come forward?
The people who are going to come out and say something get killed.
She's a loony. She even backed it up again today because people are going, what are you talking about? And she said, I said what I said. Okay, Looney Tunes.
She makes Jay Cutler look good.
Doesn't she? Yeah, that is.
I kind of like that.
That is out there, man. All right, the Tyson and Paul fight is going ahead. It's going to be Friday, November 15th on Netflix. Here is the trailer for that.
Everyone has a plan until they get punched in the mouth.
Yo, listen, yeah, that kid is in the jungle. Run for the life.
There's never been a night this big. This is no ordinary fight. This is Jake El Gallo Paul.
Who's doing more than me? I'm the face of this sport.
The Disruptor versus Mike Tyson, the baddest man on the planet. This is the fight the world's been waiting for. What happens next? Only one way to know.
Listen.
Paul versus Tyson, Friday, November 15th, live on Netflix.
Whoa, isn't that crazy?
Yeah. I hope it doesn't happen.
Why?
I don't want Jake Paul to beat up Mike Tyson. I don't want him to have that on his record, you know? I hate Jake Paul, and he's going to win.
He's going to beat up an old man.
He's an old man, but they're not going to put that. I mean, it's going to have an asterisk to it because, you know, he's retired and he's old. But you, all you got to say is walk around going, I beat Mike Tyson. And nobody's going to look into how old he was or anything like that.
I was believing at first that Mike could maybe take him down because he's such a powerhouse. But you guys brought up the pot situation, and I don't think he's even going to know he's in the ring.
It's going to be a rigged fight.
He's not
anyway.
The healthiest guy in the world either. Mike Tyson, that is. And Jake Paul, you know, I mean, in the beginning, I thought it was a joke that he was even in the ring, and it's all rigged, and it still could be, okay? But He's a fighter.
But so is Mike.
And he's young. Yeah. But he's young.
But Mike is fast.
I still believe that even though it's probably a rigged fight, if Jake hits Tyson and he just snaps, Tyson could still win and just go off script and knock him out.
Bite his nose off this time.
I don't think he has the ability to do it. That's the problem.
He just needs to get in right fresh and just try to hit him, knock him out right at the beginning.
Punch.
That's what he's got to try to do.
If I had to put $1,000 on it today, Jake Paul all the way.
I'd take Paul, too.
Well, it's rigged. Yeah. It's going to be,
Well, no, I'm just
not
saying
just because it's rigged. Yeah,
forget rigged.
He's like 30 years younger than him.
If those two literally fought, Jake Paul all the way.
I don't know. I feel like if he gets in there with his big old arms and just one right in the kisser.
Yeah.
What we need.
I would guess
how big Jake Paul is until I was watching that trailer. He's actually really big.
He's pretty bad too. You know, and if it were rigged, let me ask you this. If it were rigged going into it, wouldn't you think that Mike Tyson would be the side they'd rig it to?
Probably.
Yeah.
No, because Jake's the draw. I mean, he's the one putting on the event. He's promoting it.
But the draw is
Mike Tyson.
Yeah,
Mike Tyson.
He's not gonna Jake because of his ego and everything that he's going for. He's not gonna let Tyson win.
He is pretty cocky.
I agree, but I think the public wants to see Tyson win. And if you were gonna set it up for a fixed fight,
I agree with you.
Yeah, I think that Mike Tyson is the one
because he's the underdog.
Yeah.
So we think, right?
Yeah, and
he's the old guy,
and
nobody's gonna think anything great if what's it, Paul?
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
but everyone
who does he
wants
fight next.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
so.
But everyone wants Jake to lose too.
Well, it's just a matter of opinion, I guess.
Right, you're saying what we're saying.
Well, but people watch so that. Well, I get people watch because they hate Jake, right?
Yeah, and they want him to lose.
Yeah.
Right. That's why we're saying we're kind of. All right, fine. I'm just going to sit over here. Yeah, let's see here. You guys, all right. I feel like, is the Bible the biggest selling book there is? I bet it is, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, sorry.
Wait, you said hell yeah?
I'm sorry. I'm currently reading the Bible.
Well, so the Bible is the biggest selling book. But I'm telling you, this Taylor Swift book is going to be huge.
Look, the Bible will never, ever be topped. Ever.
Have you met Taylor Swift?
It will never be topped. I don't care who Taylor Swift is. It doesn't matter.
I'm just saying.
Do you realize that the Bible's in every hotel room in America? By the way, it still is. I checked my hotel in Los Angeles.
Yeah. I look every time I go just to see if it's
there. I do,
too.
Yeah. I look every single time.
Not me. I'm just, I don't even open those drawers.
I don't even believe in any of that stuff. I still just look. Ooh, I want to see if the Bible's there.
Thou shalt not sayeth that.
Yeah, well, I mean, we talked about it on the air before.
I'll pray for you both.
Yeah, but why me? I just don't open a drawer. I believe in God. I believe in the Bible.
Oh, okay.
Remember? Oh, I got sorry. Matthew, Mark, sorry. Luke, and John, Acts, Romans, and Corinthians. Hey!
All right,
come
sorry.
On, who are you talking to?
I'll pray for Spadil then.
Yeah, let's pray for him. All right, anyway, they are talking about this Eras Tour book that Taylor Swift's going to put out on Black Friday, and they're saying it's going to be outrageous.
It's going to be huge.
Yeah.
Worldwide.
By the way, how many pages have you read of the Bible?
Nine. It's a slow read.
Good job.
Man, right now, we're at a point in the Bible where we don't know if we should eat that apple or not.
Whoa. That's at the very beginning.
Inside my head, I'm screaming, no, no. But that's where I'm at in the Bible right
but
now.
But then I have
there's
a feeling. No,
but there's a snake in there that can talk.
But I have a feeling
yeah.
that you read it, the apple part, and then you're like, oh, I should go to the grocery store and get some caramel apples.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
Or well, some applesauce.
I wish the Bible had pictures.
Well, they do. I mean, the
right
little
now,
kids' Bibles
right
do.
Now, Eve's naked.
Oh, my God. Dang. You are so... You're going to hell.
So is Adam. You Adam is, good. Too.
He has
at
a leaf.
At this point in the Bible,
they have some leaves.
Naked, guys.
No, they
and
have
then
leaves.
You got this snake that's trying his
they
best to get him to eat.
They have leaves. They have leaves.
Yeah, they
leaves.
Do.
Big leaves?
Yes.
They're thank tough God. Enough.
Still, it would help with pictures. It needs to be on the screen.
You're a visual
wow.
person.
Now I'm praying for you. All right, I'm done. There you go. Dump the trash. Holy hell.
Oh, man.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.